This TFMR podcast is brought to you by your friends at JM Bullion. Visit jmbullion.com for all your gold and silver bullion needs. Well, greetings to everybody out there at TFMR. Hey, guess what? It's time for another one of those special podcasts. And this is another unique and compelling thing that I've found that I want to introduce everybody to. Joining me today is Paul Matysek. He is the founder and executive chairman of a company called Victory Metals. You may or may not have heard of Victory Metals before, but I think you're going to want to hear what Paul has to say. Paul, like I said, long-term investor and entrepreneur in the mining and resource sector. In fact, he was actually named the EY Entrepreneur of the Year for the mining and resource sector back in 2018. He's been doing this for a while, finds great opportunities and kind of unlocks their value for shareholders. And I think that's where we're headed here too. So Paul, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with me.
Oh, thanks, Craig. It's a pleasure.
Paul, before we get to the big news and where you're going with Victory Metals, I said, you've been doing this now. I don't want to make it sound like you're an old fart or anything, but you've been doing this for a couple decades. And I would be remiss if I didn't like just see what you think at this point. I mean, it seemed like we kind of came out of a bear market in the precious metals, maybe in late 2015, but really in late 2018 as well. Where do you see the sector at this point here, just as we get started with this call?
Well, you know, COVID-19 has been, quite the event for the whole world. You know, it's made all of our collective world smaller, but our global consciousness bigger, you know, and it's, you know, in a moment from, I guess I remember the day, like March 15th, the world changed. And, we went from, going to football games and concerts to being restricted to our homes and making bubbles of six and 6 meter, 2 meter, six right. foot separations. So I looked at that and I thought, oh my God, you could see the economies starting to fail, the tourism industry being crushed, the cruise lines, becoming non-existent, airplanes being, put on huge fields. So, and I got to thinking, this is a big trend and usually when there's such chaos, there's winners and losers, eh? And so that gave me some reflection on what could be a winner? What can I devote myself, my energies, my skill set and my dollars? And what would I like to do? And there are a lot of examples of investors for people. For instance, Zoom became a huge thing. It filled the niche of communication. Online shopping, became a big thing. And yep. And what I think, in terms of metal mining, gold took on a serious note. Like it became like a bellwether. And when chaos happens, it's a flight to gold. And so I became very interested in moving most of my energies and my monies in the gold sector. And that started in earnest in March of this year. And that's when gold was trading at, $1,300.
Yep.
And in the last, 6 months, 7 months, it almost hit a high of $2,000. And now it's comfortably at $1,800. So huge gains. So I think that sector has got with the election, you could see that, you have a country divided. In the United States, it's, 71 million people voting for the losing candidate.
Right.
And, and you have 74 million for Biden. So that that schism, is going to cause some chaos. And I see that gold will still be a clear winner because both candidates, are going to try to spend their way out of it by And trillions and trillions of dollars are being promised to spend for infrastructural spending, and to make America great again, to make North America great again. And you know, and that's kind of in those types of situations, that hyperinflationary, you know, historically gold is going to be outperforming in those areas. And so I think that that was my switch to go into gold.
Yeah. You know, and I keep referring to it as the big picture. You know, we can get really caught up in the minutiae and the tick for tick. Yeah. But we got to get the big picture right, the big overall macro trend. I even as we record this, there have been notes out this week from some big banks, Citigroup back on Monday, saying they expect the dollar to fall by 20% in 2021. Now, what do you think of that kind of forecast?
Oh, man, yeah, that's like the Bank of America had like a $3,000 target.
Right, for gold, so yeah.
I've never seen in my life so many banks, so many, you know, billionaires, so many mutual fund owners actually be so bullish on gold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, you know, and I think that's trickling down to the shareholders. They're like the small investors in America. Where am I going to put my money? How best can I protect myself from this onslaught? Okay. There is going to be huge inflation coming. I don't know. You know, you can't put trillions of dollars just every day. These print, you know, note making machines are burning. They're mm-hmm. burning. That's how fast they're producing notes. So, and I think that's going to bode well for gold.
All right. Well, you've touched upon, I guess we've kind of stumbled into it in a sense, this idea of, I guess, a two-pronged thing for Victory Metals. And that's what I think makes your company so interesting and why I wanted to bring it to everybody here. Because you've been focused on I don't want to call it a niche, but an interesting metal called vanadium, which is a base metal that is used in making steel stronger. Mm-hmm. You talked about infrastructure and how Trump, Biden, really all around the planet, Chinese, you name it, are putting forth infrastructure plans. That would include a lot of steel. Mm-hmm. So can you tell everybody about that prong of the company and what vanadium is and does and that sort?
Yeah, so I was most interested in the vanadium play about 2 years ago when it actually was an announcement by the Chinese that they were going to put vanadium into their rebar because it increases the strength of that material by two or threefold. And that was because some of their major buildings had collapsed because of weakness of steel. And so I thought, you know, if they're legislating that, and, you know, China is one of the largest steel manufacturing in the world, that would have a great demand focus toward vanadium. So, and I thought that, you know, as the world, you know, because of the Trump and the Chinese back and forth, that America would like to have its own resources of vanadium. And they're mm-hmm. and they have very little supply, and that most of it comes from secondary processing of uranium. That's how most vanadium is actually produced in the United States. And I thought if we could discover or develop a primary deposit, that would hold well in America as part of their infrastructure building. And along the way, because it's in Nevada and we were located near the surface and there's an open pitable scenario, we also had a situation where we had a very prospective Roberts Thrust Formation gold Battle Mountain type of occurrence. And we had a company called Ethos that was willing to spend $5 million to look for gold on our property. So that's what Victory Metals was as of today. And we've gone down and drilled, and we have a quite a significant footprint of vanadium mineralization. And we're in the process of doing some metallurgical work, followed up by a resource, which will be quite substantial, and a PEA. So that's where that lay.
And so the reason why we want to talk today is, I guess, in recognition of what you've seen since March, and obviously going back beyond that, this big picture stuff, you've got some news to share with everybody about some new stuff that Victory Metals has in store.
Yeah, so while this is hot off the press, and the board of Victory Metals has decided is to merge with a private company called Nevada King and become the dominant explorer and developer in Nevada. Okay, and this will bring our company into the public sphere focused on gold in Nevada in a big way. Okay, what we've done here is that we've merged with a company that has 7,000 claims, making it the fourth largest holder of claims in Nevada.
Okay.
And as your listeners know, that Nevada is the largest producer of gold in the United States. It's the go-to state. And we have a significant spread of land holdings throughout the Battle Mountain Belt in Nevada.
Nevada, obviously, a very important jurisdiction, because that's, you know, we always talk stress, jurisdiction, team, right, experience, right. And sounds like you've got it all.
Yes, I mean, you know, what with the people that we have, Colin Cattell, Doug Forster, Dr. Quentin, you know, we have Craig Roberts, we've assembled a group of entrepreneurs and proven successful mining developers, you know, that done a great job at unlocking values for their companies, okay, as one, having a stranglehold on some really good property throughout this belt, you know, it's amazing. And so we have the knowledge and the market savvy and the financial capability of actually extracting value along these claims.
What can you tell us about some of those properties specifically? Obviously in Nevada, you're probably never going to be very far from interstates and power distribution, that sort of infrastructure too.
Yeah. So we can start off like maybe the south end of the trend, and we have a past producing mine called the Atlanta Mine, which produced almost 110,000 ounces historically. And Nevada King just recently released a 43-101-ish report that shows them that they had 460,000 ounces of gold in the measured and indicated category and about 142,000 ounces in the inferred. Okay. But this is being not well drilled. Okay. And we believe that there's way more there. And so, you know, the previous company that owned it before Nevada King, had a market cap of $75 million just on that asset itself. Okay. And that's when gold was like $1,400.
Wow.
So we see great value in there.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, you know, if we go, like, we have like 10 different land holdings, distinct land holdings, but there's one that's, you know, it's right dab in the middle of the trend is we call it the Lewis claim block. And it's surrounded by some of Barrick's and Newmont's biggest mines. And, you know, and what we've done is it used to be fragmented. Nevada King spent a lot of time putting that package together. Okay. And there are, you know, in that area, there are a lot of hundreds of historic holes and a lot of gold indications have been intercepted. And so for us is to find, you know, a good trend, try to concentrate it, use sound geological principles, and, you know, try to unlock the value there. And finally, we move to, you know, Iron Point. As I said, we have that vanadium play, you know, and I believe the vanadium pricing will go up and will make our project quite attractive. And we also have a deep gold target at Iron Point, which we own 50% of. And we have another company spending $5 million to drill it. So this could be, so these are just three of the main properties that our new company will have.
And then that Atlanta mine, like you said, had previously been valued on its own at just $75 million.
Absolutely.
And if I read this right, at least prior to the news today, what do you have, 90 million shares outstanding?
Yes. Yeah, we have about 90, and you know, this would be a merger of equals. So we'd have, you know, probably on a pro forma basis, about 200 million shares. We also have a backstop financing for 8 million by Palisades. So, you know, we hope to raise a few more dollars and use that money to actually, you know, test some of these theories, geological theories, and add value to the Atlanta mine. So we'd be in great shape. So someone investing in this company would have guaranteed financing, a great land position.
The great majority of the shares held by insiders as well?
Yeah, so almost 50% will be held by insiders of the company.
Tremendous.
So you know, and, you know, and what, that's what you want in a company. You want your shareholders to be all aligned. So when management and the board have significant positions, you know that they're going to do the best for their shareholders.
Absolutely. And how do you, you've got these great properties and these claims that are coming that you're purchasing and bringing that online. Do you have a set of priorities as we move into 2021 to start maximizing the value there?
Yeah, we'll be looking at obviously Atlanta Mine and seeing what we can do there in terms of a focused, targeted drill program, some metallurgical work. At Lewis, we'll do some testing there, some drill testing there. So we will look at each of the individual blocks and decide, you know, bang for the buck. Can we get, for every dollar, can we return $4 or $5 of value?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And historically, from the companies that I've run and sold, you know, I usually get 10 times, between 7 to 10 times return on my investment.
You'd like to do that again, I'm sure.
Well, you know, I'd like to, you know, and it's all about the trend. So the cycle is high gold prices and, you know, and doing things, you know, and having that land position will go a long way.
All right. I'm going to put the link to the Victory Metals webpage here on this blog post, so everybody can go there, check it out, do your own due diligence, of course, and see what you think. I would assume there's a lot of information there, even an investor relations contact.
Yep. I mean, we have a presentation, go to nevadaking.ca and, you know, either send an email to myself or Colin Cattell, and they'll be listed on that website. And, you know, we love talking to our shareholders.
And then is company retaining the Victory Metals name?
Oh, we're going to pass that one around. All kind of like the sound of Nevada King.
Yeah.
A little presumptuous, but, you know, the intent is there. And so we'll look at that.
All right. Fair enough.
That'll be on a definitive agreement. So we'll have that.
So for now, though, the ticker symbols are what, Paul?
So VMX is what you can trade on. And what the finance will be going into. So take a look at that, vmx.ca.
Again, I think it's a fascinating idea in that it's got these two prongs. The company has these two prongs to it. And to think of where we've been in terms of price and what's economical, what's interesting and what's not, man, like you mentioned some of these banks. And if the math is the math and we're headed to $2,500 gold, I mean, talk about a new gold rush. We could really be on the verge of something.
Absolutely. And, you know, there'll be a lot of money to be spent in this sector to, you know, to define new resources. Okay. And, you know, there's quite the demand. So let's, you know, the supply is what we're trying to add to. Okay. That's our job.
Absolutely. I tell you what, Paul, very interesting stuff. Again, we've been talking with Paul Matysak. He's the founder and executive chairman of Victory Metals. Big news out today. We'll put that link here in this podcast page so you can check it out yourself. Like I said, also the link to the Victory Metals homepage so you can do all your due diligence and see if this is something that merits a further look. Paul, hey, I really thank you for your time. This has been fascinating.
Well, thank you very much, Craig. Look forward to it again.
Yeah, you're going to definitely have to keep us updated. I think it's going to be a fascinating 2021 for your company. And it'll be fun to see where you go from here. Again, Paul, thank you very much. And thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll have another one of these special podcasts sometime soon.